was screaming, "We will never let you barbarians have our beautiful city." Here is the sad story. Father is ready to sail home. The soldiers are ready. Our ships are ready. But we must stay in Italy until the Senate hears all the legal arguments. Politics.
What just happened here with Cicero? He seemed to be a friend of Cleopatra, but now he's trying to convince the Senate that Rome shouldn't help her and her father. It's not really clear why he's turned on them, but as Cleopatra points out, that's politics. Let's continue with the paragraph that begins, "It is good that I am here at the sea."
It is good that I am here at the sea, away from the quarrels. My admiration of Cicero has fallen. I thought he was my friend. The very words I once found enchanting have been used against me. My comfort is the white cat, who I carried on my lap the entire journey from Rome. The curtains on my carriage stayed closed along the Appian Way, so the beautiful countryside appeared as a silky blue scene. I did not want to see the crosses in bright sunlight. I wish Crassus would take the remaining ones down. The sight of them, though few, chills my heart. No matter how friendly we have all become, life still boils down to one ugly truth. It is folly to be an enemy of Rome. All morning I sat on the beach looking out at the beautiful sea. I no longer feel safe knowing that powerful Roman men are quarreling about my father and our Alexandria, or that even the great Cicero will argue